the parable of the workers in the vineyard. What if grace offends you more when it's given to someone who didn't earn it? Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agrees to pay them a denarius, a fair day's wage. They begin work at sunrise, but then something unusual happens. About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He said to them, you also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right. He does the same again at noon, and again at 3 in the afternoon. And even at 5 p.m., with only 1 hour left in the workday, he goes back out. Why are you standing here all day doing nothing? Because no one has hired us, they answer. You also go and work in my vineyard, he says. Then comes the twist. When evening came, the owner told his foreman, call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first. The ones hired at 5 p.m. step forward. They receive a full denarius. The ones hired first, who worked all day, see this and get excited. Surely they'll receive more. But they also get a denarius. Same payment, different effort. And the early workers protest, these who were hired last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day. But the landowner replies, friend, I am not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous? Then Jesus drops the line that echoes through eternity. So the last will be first, and the first will be last. This is not a parable about wages. It's a parable about worth. And it exposes something hidden in even the most faithful hearts. The belief that God owes us something because we've been faithful longer. Have you ever been bothered when someone else received the same grace you feel you worked harder for? Jesus is showing us, in the kingdom, grace is not measured by time served. It's given freely at the master's discretion. That's why it's called grace, because it offends the entitled and comforts the undeserving. Those who started early didn't get less. They got exactly what they were promised, but they couldn't enjoy it because someone else got the same gift for less labor. What steals their joy? Comparison. What fuels their frustration? Pride disguised as fairness. This parable flips the logic of religion on its head. It tells the lifelong churchgoer, the early morning laborer, the one who never wandered, you are loved, you are paid, you are seen. But don't be angry when someone who arrived at sunset gets the same celebration. Because in the kingdom, the father runs to prodigals. He lifts the tax collector. He rewards the widow. He hires the latecomer. And he still honors the faithful, but not because of the hours worked, but because all of it is mercy. The parable